This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The evacuation of citizens and refugees from Gaza's Rafah continued on Friday as the city and nearby areas grow ever more dangerous. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
About 110,000 people at least have fled the southern Gaza city as heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants on the city's outskirts leaves aid crossings inaccessible. Hassim Abdin, a Rafah resident, says we have to evacuate, but we don't know where we're going to go. We can suddenly find a tank in the middle of the city and we don't know anything about it. A UN official says food and fuel supplies are growing critically low. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN General Assembly has voted by a wide margin to grant new, quote, rights and privileges to Palestine and has called on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The 193-member world body approved the Arab and Palestinian-sponsored resolution on Friday by a vote of 143-9 with 25 abstentions. A Ukrainian mobile air defense unit conducted patrol on Friday in Kherson region, firing at a drone that was heard in the sky. A crewman says it's been harder to take down drones Russia's been launching on Ukraine since 2022. He said the drones were now painted black to be less visible and can fly faster and higher. But the air defensemen said their weapons are better now and skills have improved in 2 years. This is VOA News.